The market, according to a Duke University study that was done a couple years ago, it has a $5.4 billion impact economically on the state annually. The market leads to the creation of jobs for 20,000 people. And in High Point alone, you know, the market showrooms are some of the largest taxpayers, and the spending by the 75,000 to 80,000 people who come here each spring and fall supports a lot of businesses who would really be marginal if it wasn't for the market business twice a year.
You could make the argument that this competition from Las Vegas couldn't have come at a worse time. After all, in the early part of the last decade, sales were already slipping for home furnishings, and there were plants that were closing locally. It was very bad timing for High Point, for an industry that already had its own worries without that threat.
That's a good point, Paul. And the other thing is that 3 years after Las Vegas opens, you have the worst recession in this country since the Great Depression, which, of course, hit the home furnishings industry very hard. So you had a lot of things combining that were not positive from an economic standpoint that sort of corresponded with the start of this war between the High Point and Vegas markets.
Okay, and how did folks in High Point respond to this threat?
The local state legislative delegation, which in that time included an up-and-coming young state senator named Kay Hagan, went to the General Assembly and said, can we create a new entity, the High Point Market Authority, to oversee the market? And that's included a shuttle system to bring people to and from the market, a new badge system. It used to be that you had to register as a market guest at several different buildings separately. Now you only do that in one location. So there was really a concerted effort to sort of boost the market and also get the state involved. You know, the state had never given money to the furniture market until this. Now, I think over the last 10 to 12 years, they've probably given approximately $15 to $20 million to the market, including right now $1.8 million each year.
With that response, how has the High Point market fared?
High Point did a pretty effective job during the first 5 or 6 years of this opening of the Las Vegas market of sort of shoring up its base to where it didn't lose some of its key players. And that really continued until May of 2011, when sort of the whole duel between Vegas and High Point ended, when this new company called International Market Centers bought all of the Las Vegas furniture market and the three main showrooms in High Point and sort of had a corner on the home furnishings field. And after that, the rivalry between the two markets lessened considerably because they were owned by the same company.
Yeah, so where do you feel like we are now?
Yeah, I think, you know, there was an interesting quote that Art Defer, who runs 220 South Elm and is the owner of Palliser Furniture as well, he had a good line, which he said, you know, we've sort of reached an ideal market structure for the furniture industry, which is we have a High Point market that draws people from the East Coast internationally. We have a West Coast market in Las Vegas. And as he said, the alternatives to this are too expensive and too disruptive. So I think going forward, there really isn't any sort of inertia to try to change what we have now. So I think, you know, is there another furniture market on the horizon that would compete with both of these? I don't see it in the near future.